The Band Busters by Felix Mayrhofer. With their eyes looking straight and fast feet stepping high, the band marched with pride as they blew to the sky. They're the best in the fair where they win every year. Our town thinks they're great and they play loud and clear. They rehearsed day and night and were sharp as a tack. From the sound of the band, they were truly on track. They knew they were good as they swaggered with style and were sure they would win, which brought on a smile. The glare from each horn would blind the large crowd. From the elbow grease used, you could tell they were proud. The slides from trombones whipped out like a snake as the flutes tooted on, but with nary a break. By the way the band marched, with a swing and a sway, the message they gave was, "Don't get in our way." But lurking in darkness to stop the band cold were nasty minds working who were ever so bold. Who were these odd people, cruel minds in the world? There was Swifty and Zeke and Cookie his girl. The link was well known for their terrible sprees. With Swifty as leader, they were busy as bees. They laughed as they huddled and made plans to destroy each horn in the band as they would a new toy. And why did they hate so, with vengeance in mind? The vandals were jealous and no way were kind. They went to the band room with evil intent, then climbed through the window while rage they would vent. When they saw all the horns, their eyes went ablaze with meanness and heart as if in a craze. They kicked holes in the drums and then cracked the bassoons. Not a horn there was spared, all done by these goons. "I'll twist the French horn," said Zeke with a smirk. "You bait the clarinets," as his girl went to work. When they finished the job, they were all slightly sad. Could it be what they'd done was incredibly bad? They snuck out the window the way they came in, like three snakes in the grass who'd committed a sin. It was sunny and clear as the band sauntered in, to destruction and ruin with horns crushed like tin. They stopped in their tracks, disbelief in their eyes. They were shocked and dismayed, and they uttered loud cries. "My trombone's all bent, and the slider's a wreck. The air can't go through, and it pokes in my neck. The clarinet's all shot, and the mouthpiece is stuck. With the keys all bent up, if it plays, I'm in luck." When the leader stepped in, he scanned the whole scene. His face turned all red, and he let out a scream. "What outrage is this?" Mr. Fife yelled with fury. "The culprits would pay with a ready-made jury. Who would do such a thing that would bring so much gloom? But look, I see something right here in this room." And there on the floor was a clue all could see, a red cap they knew which belonged to a he. The name of the he, with letters in black, was that ruffian called Zeke, who would soon face the rack. The police were then called, who got Zeke to confess. They nabbed Swifty and Cookie, which solved the whole mess. The news hit the town like the boom of a blast. The people were mad, and their anger would last. But forget these three hoodlums, as they're locked up in jail. The horns must be fixed, or the town band will fail. Mr. Fife took fast action when all hope was lost. Mr. Dent would repair them for almost no cost. But time was the problem, with one day to go. And could the repairman work fast and not slow? He began with the saxes and then the bassoon, and to his surprise, he'd done them by noon. He put a new head on the bass drum with speed, new pads on the oboe, that's all it would need. As he worked through the night, he began to have doubts that the job could be finished, no thanks to those louts. His eyes kept on closing as he wanted to sleep, but he thought of the band and rewards they would reap. The tuba was left with minutes to go. The band was in place to start the great show. A yell from the crowd as they saw Mr. Dent, with tuba in hand, come running all spent. The parade then began with the band at the lead, looking polished and spiffy, a grand group indeed. To the people's delight, with their stride and swift pace, the officials agreed and the band won first place. But in the last spot there sweeping the street was a trio well known, making justice so sweet. The judge had decreed that the cads, who we know, should pay for their crimes because they were low. To Swifty and Zeke and Cookie, his girl, he'd given them brooms to make the dust swirl. The criminals looked sad behind horses and bands. With great heaps to push, they soon had sore hands. The people just laughed as the three shuffled by. They knew they'd been bad, and they let out a cry. Wearing black and white stripes like clowns on display, they found out too late that crime does not pay.